2NURFM 103.7. Lots and lots of exciting things happening in the Hunter these days, and the Lake Macquarie area is certainly capturing its share with development on the rise at the moment. Of course, in the last year or so, around 2,700 development applications put in, which was 550 on the year before, up by about 24%. Taking a look at what's happening around the lake at the moment from Colliers Newcastle, their director of residential project marketing is Dane Crawford. Good morning, Dane. Lots happening in the lake. Where were you up to? Why is there so much happening in the region?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Well, there is a lot happening in Lake Macquarie. I think it's probably been... Lake Macquarie as a whole is quite a large region with a lot of people in there, and I think Lake Macquarie's probably benefited and seen that organic and natural outflow of that overarching Newcastle revitalisation story. Governments contributed and pumped a lot of money into the Newcastle and Hunter region into fixed infrastructure, and I think Lake Macquarie has seen a residual benefit of that with people looking to invest and also local council and government coming to the party and putting money into Lake Macquarie and making sure that they've got that infrastructure and just opening up that region.
Of course, we're seeing a lot in terms of residential development in the likes of Belmont, Warners Bay and Charlestown, but it does go a little bit beyond that, doesn't it? There's a lot of other things happening.
Yeah, there's heaps happening. I think, as I said before, Lake Macquarie is actually quite a big area of coverage, and there's a lot of people in there. And with the development, I think, from a residential sense, people are changing the way that they live. So I know with the project that we've got up in High Point at Charlestown, which is a multi-storey residential apartment building, people are looking at that and they're saying, well, you know, we've got all that amenity at our doorstep with Charlestown Square just around the corner, that they're wanting you know, a different type of product, and they're wanting a convenient location and also affordability. So they're sort of buying into that whole piece of that changing lifestyle, I guess.
And of course, while that is great for many, there are some that sort of, I guess, if not so resistant to change occurring, but they see a lot of these things happening in the neighbourhood and around the corner and think, well, there's a lot happening too much too fast. What would you say to those that would not be totally on board with what they're seeing in the Hunter at the moment, Dane?
Yeah, I guess there's always going to be two sides to the coin in anything that you look at. But look, when you've got governments that are willing to invest money, and then you've got private enterprises on the back of that are willing to invest money and actually show face in the region, change can be confronting for anyone. But when you see the actual overarching benefits of what it produces in terms of uplift in economic values, in terms of jobs growth, wages growth, and also an increase in better living, then I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, wages growth, that sounds nice. Thank you very much. So can I get a little bit of that from your end or not?
Sorry about that, Mark. I missed that one.
Wages growth always sounds pretty good. Now, because we know the people are going to live somewhere, yeah. So this might be a way to do it. And like you said, not going to be for everybody, but thanks for letting us know a little bit about what's happening around the lake this morning, Dane.
No, not a drama at all, Mark.
From Colliers Newcastle, Dane Crawford, and yes, a lot of development happening around the lake. And of course, the Hunter as a whole, 2NURFM, it's 26 past 11.